Coast Radio News for Friday, January 24th, 2020. I'm George Henry. They call it a serve day, a day when all locations of Roby's Furniture and Appliance close to work on a project in the community. This past Wednesday, the staff at Roby's was working on giving the faculty lounge at Siusaw Elementary School a new look. Store manager Bob Snedden says serve day was born out of a desire to be in service to others, something that the ownership at Roby's has been dedicated to for some time.
That concept was implemented at Roby's 10 years ago and has been an annual fixture since then.
The team spent the day at Siusaw Elementary School clearing the cramped lounge, decluttering, and giving it a fresh coat of paint. In addition, they added some new furniture, including an expanding dining room table with six new chairs, a love seat, an easy chair, and two new end tables. Snedden says he had received a letter from a fourth grader last year requesting the makeover for the teachers and decided that this would be the project for 2020. Roby's is a family-owned and operated retailer with seven locations. The flu is ramping up across the state. A second-grade student at Irving Elementary School died last week from complications related to the influenza B virus. The Oregon Health Authority is reporting that 23% of the flu-like symptoms reported in the past week were actually the flu, and emergency visits are up 3.8% this week. Statewide, there were 4,813 tests last week, with 1,112 testing positive. Of those, 872 were influenza B, and there was a slight decline from the previous week's numbers, which had over 90 emergency room visits for flu-like symptoms. Over half of the cases reported are centered in the Portland metro area, with the central part of the state, including Lane County, being one of the lowest numbers of cases reported. The Revision Florence project is preparing to move into the month of February as weather continues to provide some challenges. Yesterday, crews were in the lot on Quinn Street beginning to clear the debris pile created from the months of deconstruction while work continues on Highway 101 and 126. Landscaping work continues and the 101-126 intersection is beginning to take shape. There's been no new timeline as of yet for the completion of the project. The last official update was that the majority of construction would be completed by the end of the month. Monuments for the entryways into Old Town will still need to be purchased and installed. City officials, ODOT, and Alex Hodge Construction continue to meet weekly as the project enters its final stages. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, January 24th, 2020.